him. We can try. We can, in our own strength, try and replicate the work of Jesus. We can try and be like Jesus. But without the fact of Jesus existing and without his sacrifice, what is a well-proven fact is human beings just continue to struggle and to struggle. Without the power of Jesus and his sacrifice, we actually live in a place that is very difficult to execute following Jesus. And so we need to know that he has paid this price. In the olden days, the sacrifice was something they were very used to. The heaviness even of when we try and do things right and they still come out wrong, when we do things wrong, when things don't work, the heaviness of that, they fully understood. They would go through the slaughtering of animals. They would do that. They would take these young animals, barely in the world, and they would destroy them. They would make a sacrifice. And the physical murder of an animal was something they could see and go, yeah, this animal didn't deserve it, and so it's going to pay the price. And so they understood it in a way that even they had rules that people wouldn't live if they didn't follow the rules. That if you went against it, there was very severe consequence for not following God. And so they had that weight. Sometimes I think in the grace of God and the understanding of what Jesus did for us over many years, we kind of lose that weight. That there's a price for our sin. And so Jesus came and he paid that price. And so that I'm going to grab some of this. Do you guys get some as well? Let me get a piece here. So if everyone can come and get some juice, we can start distributing that as well. And so there's this great word they would use in the Old Testament. And if you guys can come up and get some juice for yourselves, that'd be great. There was a great word called remission. Oh, you guys have? Okay, good. So remission, they used to say, without blood sacrifice, there is no remission. And so the word remission is from a Greek word that also means release, as if from bondage or from being in prison. So there are two parts. See, more of you came than we planned for, so we got extra cups. That's a good thing. So the idea of remission is also interesting because without blood sacrifice, there is no escape from bondage or from prison. And this is another concept. So the basic idea that we're here, we need God, the sacrifice of Jesus. We need the physical being of Jesus to have happened and for his death to have happened. And we're celebrating his resurrection. But the death part is the critical part for the resurrection. So that the price is paid and the remission of our sins. In other words, our sins, the Bible says that the wages of our sin is death, and we can live that death currently. We can live in our sin and associate with it, and we miss the remission. We miss the freedom. And the reason why Jesus set up this little simple practice is for us to continuously go to a place where we take the weight of our attempts to follow, our times where we don't make it, where it doesn't work the way we wanted it to, the weight of sin in our life, and to have freedom. That is immediate release, which is remission. And so we're going to do this in remembrance, not just of, oh, let's remember, but let's realize, let's go to this place. In fact, the Bible is quite serious about going to communion, that you actually consider where you're coming from. They talk about treating, not discerning the body and blood of Jesus, meaning not understanding what this means. And so I think we should just have a few minutes just to think about the weight of the sin that we feel it in our bodies and our beings, just the weight of things we carry. So let's just have a quick few seconds just thinking about the weight of sin in our life. Let's just release it. Let's give it to Jesus. Let's go back to this place of not missing the moment, not realizing that he died so that we don't have to live under this, that we can constantly come back to a place of washing clean. So let's grab the bread, now broken, and let's eat it. And remember, and I'm going to quickly go to the drinking of the wine because it's so dry. And let's take this drink together and accept that the price has been paid, that we can be freed, that we can be completely released. The remissions of sin is paid, and we can live in freedom, and we wash all of this away with the blood of the Lamb, making us clean and pure in Jesus' name. Lord, we accept your wonderful gift. We're so excited that you have risen. We're so excited that your resurrection power is inside of us, that you've left this to be in our heart and our mind and to make a difference in how we operate as we sit cleansed and clean, living in freedom, living in the joy of your salvation. And we just celebrate this morning, not just only this morning, but every day we come to you and we celebrate the Easter, the rising of your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Because he wants you to walk in your calling. He wants you to use your gifts. And he wants you to receive his anointing that will enable you to do things that you can never imagine. Amen? All right, let's just pray together. Lord,